Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Howdy do! It's Friday the 17th of December, a week from Christmas Eve. 'Twas the night before... Oh, no, wait a minute. Let's change the lyric line, shall we? 'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even... Well, is there something besides mice? It seems to me that we could find something better than a mouse. What rhymes with house, though? Besides mouse? Oh,
I think there you go. That's the problem.
There is the problem. All right, well, we'll solve a lot of problems today because that's our job. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here on the ready. Jennifer is not in, she's exited stage left. Okay, so I want to get to the bottom of this Chris Noth thing. He's been very much on our minds, very much a part of the discussion, very much a part of trending social media stories with his involvement in a couple of big TV shows. And also, well, the Sarah Jessica Parker thing, dying, Mr. Big, the Peloton thing. So, Jay, what's this, these women who have accused him of assaulting them? Is this now? Is this years ago? Does it have credibility?
And yeah, there's quite a time range between the two accusations, the first one occurring in 2004 and the second in L.A., and then the second one happening in 2015. And the first accuser gives a pretty detailed account of what happened and has people that corroborate the story that she told a friend who also lived in the building. The friend took her to the hospital. She told the friend what happened, who did what, did not tell the doctors or police officers who did what. She told her then boss, who also confirmed the accusations. And then the second alleged victim had said that it happened in New York and told a friend. The friend also claimed the same story. And then there's a text message thread, which in the thread, Chris Noth says it's like a week later from the incident. He says, I had a nice time. I'm not sure how you felt about everything. And she even says, yeah, I enjoyed the company. The conversation was great, but I did feel a little used. Chris Noth says he did have encounters with both these women, but they were consensual.
Okay, so where does that leave him? Where does that leave the accusatory public that loves the juice like
that's,
this?
That's the question everyone wants to know, right? Like, is this going to the police for an investigation now? Are the statute of limitations? I would assume this is both. I think both of these incidents happened in California, so I think that the statute.
No, one was in New York. Okay. The first one.
I'm assuming from 2004 and 2015 that the statutes are not expired on these incidents, so I'm very curious if this is going to go to an investigation, and I think it should, because as we know in the Me Too, I mean, look, this is all difficult for us, right? We all love Chris Noth. This is, and it's difficult when someone accuses someone that you love or like or admire or whatever. It's difficult. But we also have to give the women the benefit of the doubt, because for so many years, no one believed the women that Harvey Weinstein was sexually assaulting. And look where that ended up. He was totally in the wrong. And it would be a shame, of course, if Chris Noth did these things and if it wasn't consensual. But I think we need to leave space for him to defend himself and space for the women to come forward. And now that they've done it publicly, I think it needs to go to a full investigation so we can figure out what really happened. I don't know that there's another way around it, right?
Do men get the benefit of the doubt here, or women, or both?
Well, look, his career is already on hold. Ryan Reynolds and Peloton have already taken down that new ad. Peloton issued a statement saying that they're putting everything on pause until this is, you know, there's an investigation. They said they didn't know about these accusations when they made the ad with him. Peloton, once again, losing here. And Ryan Reynolds hasn't made a statement that I've seen, but, you know, he took the ad off of his own page as well. So, you know, Jay and I were texting about this yesterday because this was such a shock. Chris Noth, in his statement, adamantly denied all of this and basically admitted to cheating on his wife, but said it was consensual. So we're back in like a sort of Kobe Bryant situation. I, you know, it's it's tough. There are other actors who have been accused of these things, and they were completely in the clear, and they've still lost their career. And that's not fair. Your entire life's work should not be torn down unless it's justified and unless there's some level of proof. And I always wonder
when it takes this long for people to step forward, whether there's, maybe that's the man in me talking. It's not just you.
I appreciate you saying that. I really do, that it's the man in you, but it's not. There are women who question it too. And that's something that we've kind of learned throughout the Me Too movement, that not everyone is comfortable coming forward right away, and sometimes trauma takes a long time. One of these girls, at some point, I thought I read that she went to a sexual assault.
She went to therapy. She did seek help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so those are pretty damning facts, or allegations.
Well, we know a lot about Chris Noe. Do we know anything about these women at all?
No, they're using aliases. Yeah. One worked for a private firm that had high-end clients. We don't know what type of firm, but apparently she said she didn't come forward because she was worried her career would be over before it began. I think she was 22. Was she 22 or 24? Something like that.
Yeah, she was the 22-year-old at the time.
22. And that happens all the time. Women, don't want to come forward because, they're young and there's a power dynamic that is completely imbalanced. So that, I understand that. The 2015 incident, I'm not really sure. Again, every woman's story is different. We just don't know. But I really do hope that we're at the point now that the Me Too movement, that we have some equilibrium and that we can give space to both the accused and the accuser. Because if we don't have that, if we haven't gotten to that point, then where are we?
This brings me back around to something that we didn't talk about the other day when it was on top of it. We don't always talk about everything because there isn't time to talk about everything. The Derek Chauvin thing and the fact that he admitted guilt and that affects his sentencing. But what does it do to all the people who defended him, who said, no, all the people who say they're, every police officer is the same and none of them do any harm and, that kind of stuff. That sort of blew that right out of the water, that whole credibility thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole business about the defense that came forth for him that was led by blindness, if you will. And I wonder if that doesn't affect this sort of occurrence as well, this sort of thing. There's a blind loyalty on both sides. Oh, the woman say it, therefore it must be true. Or Chris Noth is a beloved actor. He couldn't have done anything like that. I follow Chris on my Twitter account, or no, my Instagram account. He has a place in Western Massachusetts. He takes care of a lot of you, if any of you have followed it. He takes care of young children who are homeless, who have, I think he's adopted a couple of children of color.
No, those are his birth children with his wife. His wife is black.
Children.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, where does it all go, and where are we now in the conversation of this sort of thing, the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, the police, all of these things that have become huge issues this year, along with COVID? When we review at the end of the year the things that have been on the top of the scales with the charts from Talkers Magazine, it'll be interesting to see where all this stuff settles in, if you will. I find it also interesting that Tom Cruise, there you go, there's that, Senator Cruz has gone after United Airlines and they're disregarding their workers' rights because the mandate from United is that you get vaccines or you get out, one or the other. And it's causing them a lot of problems with regard to their schedule, and people over the holidays are wondering whether there's going to be enough crew to handle all of United's flights. But at any rate, when Cruz accuses him, I just find whenever he comes to the surface, I have the same blinders on. The reason I brought it up now is because we sort of have blinders when it comes to the police, one side or the other. When it comes to Black Lives Matter, one side or the other. When it comes to the Me Too movement, one side or the other. And now, this year certainly, and maybe partially last year, but more this year, It's you either vaccinate or you don't, and there's one side or the other. And I mean, when you look at all of the things around that are a part of the of our environment conversationally, there are more and more of these things. And one of the reasons they're bringing it up is because it becomes more and more difficult to talk about it, because there seems to be with people either yes or no. It's this way or that way, and I'm not changing my mind. And I think going back to Chris Noth, many people, when they see this and hear this, he's done with them. It's like the front page headlines, and then if he is exonerated, or, you know, anytime somebody's accused of anything, it's always on page 55 where you see the apology. So his goose could be cooked, and I think it's a shame. One way, no matter if it happened, it's a shame. If it didn't happen and he's been accused, then it's a shame. So, you know, but then if he cheated on his wife with these women, that brings up a sort of a tawdry
question. I mean, that's between his wife and him, right?
And him.
I mean, that's, you know, that is completely different from being accused, you know, being an accused rapist.
Yeah.
And there's... That's where, you know, I think a lot of people, speaking of his, you know, his career and everything, I think that a lot of people are waiting to see what Queen Latifah is going to say about this.
Yeah.
Not just because she's a friend of his, but because she's the executive producer of The Equalizer.
Sarah,
that's the
Jessica
show that he's
Parker.
On.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker, everyone obviously is wondering if she's going to say anything at all, but that doesn't affect his career at this point. Latifah affects his career.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see where this heads in the next couple of days.
Sure. This is the DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keenan, Jay Kirshner. Don't forget about our daily downloads and the fact that you can get the program wherever you are, the whole program, all day, every day, at DJVShow.com. A couple of recent conversations in the podcast and the download. I talked about wanting to go into space and wondering what Victoria and Jay are going to do about helping me to get there. Help yourself to getting me there. We were talking about that because Shatner has done a documentary about the trip that he took, and it's really kind of cool. We talk about Armie Hammer and what's happening with him now in that. If you haven't heard those stories, you can listen to the podcasts. I give some advice on another podcast about what happens to people who are concerned about dating after they get divorced. We also have a focus on Huawei, the Chinese tech giant involved in surveillance programs, and some really strong advice as to what to buy for a television or what not to buy and where to get it. And the divorce conversation started because we were talking about Kelly Clarkson. All right, so that's those are a couple of things that just give you a little highlight as to what you can follow. You can check it all out at the DJVShow.com website, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Today is the Wright Brothers Day celebration on the 17th of December every year. The day obviously commemorating the first flight in a propelled, with an engine kind of airplane. Well, how else would you propel it? Down in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. So, that's kind of cool to know. Other things going on from the trending department, a focus on Travis Scott, which we'll get to right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
All right, so Jay, let's get to this Travis Scott thing because this is another guy whose career has been more or less canceled, isn't it? From the Astro World, the incident there. Here's somebody that's passed away, died from asphyxia.
Yeah, 10 people. Ten people
died altogether. Yeah,
the coroner released the report and said that the Travis Scott Astroworld victims died of asphyxiation, compression asphyxia, saying that their lungs were crushed during the crowd surge. They all died at the hospital, and there was only one of the victims that had combined toxic effects included with their death of cocaine, methamphetamine, and ethanol. He's in a lot of trouble. He is in.
This is
Travis Scott.
His career is over, too.
He's already lost so many partnerships and endorsement deals, McDonald's,
Nike. They booted him from Coachella, too, right?
Yeah, he was booted from Coachella. He, Live Nation, and other promoters are facing.
So does he deserve it? He's the reason for
wrongful death.
There are a lot of people. Is there somebody who's going to actually prove or does it need to be proven that he stirred up the crowd? And
well, there's video of it. That's like, yeah. If he hadn't, honestly, if this was the first concert where he ever had, you know, encouraged people to come forward or rush the stage or whatever, then I think maybe it would be less severe. But the fact that concert after concert and for years he has been, it's just a known thing that this is what he does with the crowd. It doesn't work in his favor, that's for sure.
He celebrates it whenever concert goers get injured and they post about it on social media. He responds to it. He shares their videos. He's like, oh, man, you are so awesome. Like, he's always celebrated that kind of stuff.
I never heard of this guy before this event, and then I started digging around looking at things like we all do. You hear somebody's name or you want to know what their connection is to whatever their reality is. And I can, from what I can read or see about this guy, he's kind of a dirtbag. And whether that has followed him through his career or he's getting...
I don't know anything about him personally other than the Kylie Jenner baby daddy connection. Yeah. I don't even know if I've seen him on the Kardashian show. I don't even know if he's been on it. I've only seen his concert footage and he just looks really irresponsible.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, again... back to he said, she said, who's up, who's down, who do you believe, why is it important for the average person to know more about this thing with him? It's a conversation piece, but does it affect our lives? Probably not. Any more than the Alec Baldwin Rust case. Does that affect our lives? No, but look at the conversation that started as a result of that tragedy. 28 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The all-new Volkswagen ID.4 electric SUV has won the Save the Planet Award in the 2021 CarBuzz Awards. The award goes to the hybrid or electric vehicle that CarBuzz determines to be the best bundle fuel-saving technology, with qualities such as style, performance, and capability. ID.4 pricing starts at an MSRP of $39,995 for the rear-wheel drive model and $43,675 for the all-wheel drive model. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's Limos needs to say, I do, to 4 commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No, I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to take Alec Baldwin's cell phone as part of an investigation into the deadly shooting on the set of Rust. Mr. Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer on October 21st while rehearsing a scene. The actor claims the gun malfunctioned and shot on its own. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood illegal immigrants into our country, the border wall was paid for, and a few months from completion when President Biden put a halt to the project. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd on Fox News, says this self-induced crisis is a result of the Democrat lawmakers' decisions.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue to pander to their base. They want to appear like they're trying to energize their base to keep them on board. But the fact remains, when you look at what they're doing, they're lying and they're deflecting. When they lie, they're talking about root causes that have existed forever, for as long as I've been a Border Patrol agent. And then they refuse to talk about what's actually taking place here in the United States, where the root causes exist, the catch and release program. And then when they deflect, they blame President Trump for everything that's going on, when in reality, President Trump gave them the most secure borders that ever existed. When you look at what they talk about, it's nothing more than rhetoric. They provide no evidence whatsoever, when we can give evidence after evidence, example after example, of where walls have worked. In San Diego, when we built walls, it dropped illegal immigration by 80%. El Paso dropped it by 85%. Tucson, it dropped it by 75%. Every single place that we've built walls, it's worked. That's the evidence, yet the Democrats refuse to provide evidence to the American public.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 now after the hour of the DJV program. It's Friday the 17th, so we're well through. Let's see, we are well more than halfway through this month, and Christmas around the corner. We're getting into the Christmas spirit, ladies. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner, yes, no, maybe.
I've been perhaps in the Christmas spirit since the day after Halloween.
it's been a struggle this year. We have not decorated. It does not seem like winter outside. We're still fighting different
weather. I mean, it was 65 here yesterday in New Jersey, so
right. Here
yeah,
too.
It is difficult.
However,
in
this
that
weekend
sense.
It goes down into the 30s, and there's snow in the forecast for the higher elevations and kind of chilly the beginning of next week, so more seasonal. At any rate, I want to, speaking of what was going on in the Tornado Alley this week, don't forget, please, mutual aid from the pandemic of love. If you're in the mood for Christmas, this time of year, worst time of year, this sort of thing could happen for those folks. But if you are in a giving mood, I think this is the time of year to help, and people are more generous at this time of year. So We've been encouraging you to go to the Pandemic of Love website, which is pandemicoflove.org, right? Is that the, or is it .com?
No, .com. Pandemicoflove.com. And they have Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal.
Okay. So, you know, they're a mutual aid organization, and they're helping people wherever there's a problem, whatever it is at that time. It's not money that gets pushed ahead. Like, the Red Cross has literally billions of dollars in the bank that they invest. The Red Cross does some good things in terms of blood drives and that sort of thing, and they do help, but it's a, I don't want to say it's a scam, because that's a little too far, but let's just say they're not what some people think they are. I'll leave it at that. I'd rather talk about the Chinese getting it in the keister yesterday. So, Victoria, would you like, we'll all have a chuckle at the expense of the Chinese government. Not that it's enough, but it's a start, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. So what? And they're moaning and groaning about it. Oh, those Americans. Oh,
they're not happy with us at all. And so, yeah, so the Chinese government yesterday did not have a good day. The Biden administration added China's top military medical research institute to an export blacklist in response to concerns about the Chinese government using emerging technologies like biometrics and brain control weapons in ways that the U.S. says threatens not only our national security, but human rights, you know, everywhere. Then the Commerce Department chimed in. And this is headed up, you and I were just talking off the air, this is headed up by Gina Raimondo, who is the former governor of Rhode Island. She was the first female governor of Rhode Island. She's now the Commerce Secretary. And she added the Academy of Military Medical Sciences, along with 11 of its research institutes, to the entity list, which bans the export of American technologies to any one of these entities unless they explicitly get a U.S. government license, which they will not get. Then the Academy and its research institutes, they focus on biotechnology to support the Chinese military. That's why the U.S. government has said, all right, no more of them. The Commerce Department also added more than a dozen Chinese firms to the blacklist, citing their help in modernizing the Chinese military and supporting Iran's weapons programs and their defense industry. So that's another 12 different firms that are now blacklisted. And then one of the other things that I found the most interesting and very promising, the Treasury Department also had their own impact. They placed 8 Chinese companies on the U.S. investment blacklist, saying that they also support biometric surveillance and tracking of ethnic and religious minorities in China, particularly the Uyghur Muslims in the northwest Xinjiang region. So, I mean, we talk about, you know, and I use this phrase, and I think this is, you know, what's really happening. We're talking about circling the wagons and putting the squeeze on China. We're going after their, you know, after their military security, which they have technology that they have licensed from us. That's ending. You go after them, you know, the bottom line, you hit them in the bank account. That's certainly happening now with the Marco Rubio, that new bipartisan bill that just got signed. That bans all imports from this entire region of China where Nike sneakers are made and a lot of stuff that you wouldn't even maybe realize. It's all made in these slave labor encampments. Yep. So this is really putting the squeeze. And this is what as a Biden supporter, this was a campaign promise that he made. And he said we'll be strong when we need to. And he said they're a competitor at times. They're an enemy at times. I mean, this is a complex issue with China. And so
reaction. All the time. I don't consider them to be our friends, helpful.
They're not friends,
real,
no. I'm happy with all of these measures because this is making China really unhappy.
So, and the circumstances that we present the issues here and talk about the events of the day, I am very strident when it comes to the Chinese government, and I criticize people for buying things in the dollar store or Walmart or wherever you find. There's stuff's everywhere. And some guy sent me a note calling me an arrogant SOB because I have money, I can go buy stuff, but I don't have, this guy says, I don't have enough money to buy some of the same things, so I have to buy stuff made in China. No, you don't. I reject that contention 100%. You all make a decision to do what is there that's made in China that you absolutely must have in order to live and survive. That would be my question to you. Anybody who said what I said, what is it? Examine what it is that you're using that you have to have in order to survive that's made in China. I would suggest there would be little or none of whatever is absolutely essential to your life. And maybe it's coming down to that. You know, the food we eat, the clothing that we wear.
One thing I will say, and you're right, you can go, you know, if you say, oh, well, all the clothing that I can afford is made in China. Well, you know what? You can go, there are thrift stores.
Yep.
There are, that's being very environmentally green. And young kids don't even want to buy. Yeah, young kids don't even want to buy new clothes. That's like the cool thing. They only want to go to thrift stores.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, it's really, yeah, absolutely. And so, like, there are ways around that. The one thing I will say, a friend of mine, last year, maybe like, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, he redid his kitchen and was trying to buy new cookware. He, for the life of him, and he is a technology researcher, and this is like, it's not like the internet is new to him. He went on a months-long journey to find pots and pans that were not made in China.
Mm-hmm.
Even brands that sound like, you know, they're American brands,
yeah,
like Calphalon or whatever, all the brands at Williams-Sonoma. He went high-end, he went low-end, he went everywhere in the middle, couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
He eventually
become slaves to them.
We eventually ended up with some stainless steel stuff from a brand that is like a very boutique-y kind of brand. He ended up paying a lot of money for it. But that's an example of if you don't have a lot of money to spend on cookware and you have to buy something from Target or Walmart, you flip that pan over, they're all made in China, and there's no way to get around that.
Hmm.
That's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah,
I mean, American companies really need to get back to making stuff here.
Get with it,
folks.
That
isn't the cheap Teflon stuff from China.
Elsewhere around the world, the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Paris in July of 2024 will be held on the River Seine, breaking the long-held summer game tradition of a stadium procession with athletes and officials. 160 boats filled with athletes and officials from the 200 countries will sail 4 miles between one point at the end of the bridge, and I mean one bridge to the next bridge. I think it's interesting that this is coming out now.
It's going to be visually beautiful,
before.
Right?
Yeah, but they are already planning for the games in 2024. Or
sure.
Is this a counter to the revolt? Is this something new for people to think about that's positive with regard to the Olympics? Because
most
people are thinking negatively about the Olympics at the moment because they're going to be in China.
Well, 2024 is Paris, and then 2026 is L.A.?
Yep.
Is that right? Or is it 2028 is L.A.? I don't know.
I think it's 2028, no matter what it is.
26.
Is it 26?
Yeah. Is it the summer or the winter games? That'll help.
Summer in L.A.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's what, 28?
Right.
No, 26. Yeah.
France also announced yesterday restrictions on travelers. That has nothing to do with the Olympics. At least, hopefully, not bad. And we'll be beyond all this stuff in 2024. Anyway,
28.
Is it 28? Thank you. The folks who are coming to France, this is, by the way, there are a lot of people who actually go back and forth every day between Paris and London on the fast train. There are people who work in Paris that live in London and vice versa. And so now, with Omicron, the French have said they're going to restrict a lot of travel between the British Isles and European countries, because the access with the fast train is from London to Paris, and then you get off and get on other trains and go here, there, and everywhere. French government saying that the travelers need to postpone their plans, and that's what I found out. I was planning to leave. As a matter of fact, I was going to go out tomorrow to Israel to spend 4 or 5 days with my friend Uri Geller, and no, travel there, off, done, finished.
Israel's locked down.
Yeah,
well,
locked
and
down.
Britain has so many cases of Omicron. They set a new record on Wednesday alone. This is insane. I had to double-check these numbers. On Wednesday alone, 78,000 new COVID cases in one day. And the United Kingdom does not have that big of a population. France has got a problem, too.
60 million.
France...
for that island. But
sure.
You know, it's the thing that I object to is the continuing scare tactics, mostly by the New York Times and that ilk. About the headline is, there's a lot of info about vaccinations and that sort of thing. But the headline reads, less severe, more damage. Now, what do you take away from that? when you were talking about Omicron.
Meaning because there are schools now that are shutting down again.
Yeah.
Stuff is starting to be shut down.
But explain
that's
that
the problem.
Better headline writing would be.
Oh well, yeah.
Their
but
whole
that's
thing.
But see, that's the thing. You can't. I don't even look at headlines. I just read stories. Because headlines
did you read the story about the expansion of the abortion pill?
Yeah.
FDA allowing patients to get abortion pills by mail. That's pretty interesting.
Well, that's been allowed in most states. Yeah,
yeah.
You can do a telemed, or even your doctor can prescribe it for you, and it comes in the mail. So, yeah, I mean, that
they
is not
new.
Still
have to be prescribed, though, right?
Yes.
Prescribed.
So now the FDA is making that easier for women to access. Now, states are still going after that. Like in Texas, abortion pills are also illegal. Like anything past 6 weeks with, you know, that new ridiculous legislation. So,
well, it's ridiculous. I get that you feel it, that maybe we the three of us might agree on that, but some people don't think it's ridiculous. They find it to be very much in thinking, in sync with their thinking. It is. It's just another one of those things they were talking about. You know, there's this group over here says yep to that and nope to that. And
well, the reason I add the ridiculous part to Texas is because allowing citizens to hunt down other citizens for bounty and get $10,000, I mean,
is objectionable. Yes.
That's ludicrous. That's un-American.
Objectionable. The Coca-Cola company announcing a voluntary recall of thousands of cases of Minute Maid products. 8 different states involved. Coca-Cola recalling these products because there's metal in the beverages.
I know, right?
Minute Maid Berry Punch, Strawberry Lemonade, and Fruit Punch. They all have expiration dates in January of next year. Distributed in Connecticut, Maine, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. So mostly this is a Northeast problem.
But check to see if you have these products and take them back, because you don't want to risk it. Even if you don't see like a nut or a bolt floating, that's really not the concern. It's metal shards and stuff.
The old story about Coca-Cola, we all did this experiment when we were in high school. You take a bottle of Coke, a can of Coke, and you put a bolt in it, and the next day the bolt's gone. And I remember doing that when I was, I think, a sophomore in high school. And we all thought, wow, isn't that cool, man? Look what it does. And then the teacher, his name was... McGeehan. Actually, it was Phil. It's Mr. McGeehan. He's the chemistry teacher. He said, why do you think that's funny? Why do you think that's... Do you realize you drink... How many of you drink Coca-Cola? And all the hands in the class went up except mine. And then he said, well, you know what you're doing to your stomach? If it does that to a bolt, imagine what it does to your stomach. Which is great. Pardon the pun, food for thought. 48 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Yeah, word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Huge focus on big tech stories. It's Tech Talk time now, and at the end of the week, Victoria Keelan and I, mostly Victoria Keelan, review the top five items from the world of technology that affects you, your life, and how you use this stuff. I put stuff in quotation marks. So at number five, as we work to number one, some retailers are pushing for some new rules. You want to explain that, Victoria?
Yep. Yeah, retailers are fighting to stop stolen goods from being resold on the internet. This is a really, really big problem, and especially for smaller retailers, this is, you know, the loss of goods is just, it really hits their bottom line. So the CEOs of nearly two dozen retail companies have thrown their weight behind legislation aimed at marketplaces like Amazon and eBay, and there are some others like OfferUp. And the Facebook Marketplace is another spot where this is happening a lot. It's called the Informed Consumers Act, and it would require online marketplaces to verify sellers and enable buyers to verify sellers as well, to see their contact information, and so that you're not buying stolen goods. This is a very low risk crime, which is part of the problem. And so retailers say they see $45 billion in annual losses. It's actually up $15 billion from just a decade ago. And as we know, we've been seeing all the headlines, flash mobs targeting retail chains from Home Depot and Target to Nordstrom and Burberry and Louis Vuitton. And then they're just dumping these goods on eBay and Amazon and Facebook Marketplace. So if you're a consumer, just, you know, try to do a little more due diligence until this law gets passed. Because this is really harming a lot of people's business.
All right, number four, this is a focus on the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, and what they proposed this week.
Yeah, after the deadly tornadoes swept through multiple states last week, the FCC has now decided that they need to be much better about emergency alert systems, especially for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Those alerts went off, you know, as we know, it's the traditional over the TV. You're watching TV. Usually it's when your favorite show is on, right? And then the big, you know, rainbow thing, the screen comes on and you hear that, the really loud alert button and or alert sound. And then, you know, the FCC has their messaging about the emergency alert system. Well, that doesn't work if you're not watching TV, and it doesn't work if you don't have cable. So they have to come up with much, much better ways. And so the FCC chairwoman, Jessica Rosenworcel, is saying that, you know, as we're seeing more and more of these freak weather storms occurring, like the tornadoes that popped up out of nowhere, they have to do a much better job with helping people get to safety as fast as possible.
All right, number three, the president launching an effort to make online benefits less painful. For whom?
For the consumer. So President Biden signed an executive order this week that aims to make it easier for Americans to access a broad range of federal services and benefits, like renewing your passport online, which should be already a thing, but it's not, and accessing retirement benefits. So one of the big problems here is Social Security benefits, filing your taxes, waiting in line for TSA stuff. All of that requires multiple government agencies to interact with each other. And so if you're a person who, let's just say you want to go online and file for retirement or for your benefits, you have to interact with several agencies, and it becomes a huge mess. So the White House issued a fact sheet detailing this order, saying that they're now going to target 36 different customer experiences across 17 different agencies. And this is going to be on USA.gov, so hopefully this will be revamped in the coming years. Hopefully it won't take too long.
Number two, Facebook users, lots of them, have been targeted. What's the story here?
50,000 Facebook users in 100 countries may have been targeted by surveillance for hire companies, according to Meta, which is Facebook's new name for their parent company. They shared findings about the attempted attacks with security researchers, and they've alerted potential victims, but this is essentially, they say, 1,500 Facebook and Instagram accounts were linked to seven entities that were using this illegal private surveillance efforts. So essentially, this is based in China, Israel, India, and North Macedonia is where they have found that these, they're kind of like guns for hire, essentially, and they are spying on people. And so Facebook is trying their best to alert people to that, so you know if you're being spied on.
Yep. Number one is how vulnerable a lot of people are using certain devices.
This is hundreds of millions of devices that are affected by this. This came out this week. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, this is the CISA, they said this is one of the most serious that the head of the agency has ever seen. This is vulnerabilities across governments and banking, and it has a wide range of people who are affected by this. And it all started in a video game, the Lodge 4J flaw. So it's a mess. It's going to take a long time to fix.
59 past the hour. This is our overview.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.